Welcome to the Vermin Apple Podcast, recordings of live poetry from Dublin.
June 2010, Raven.
I found my orphan voice one day. It was living in the ruins of a house collapsed years ago beneath the weight of what was unspoken. I sculpted diction like Pulp Fiction, gifting it the colloquial violence of a gun. I lifted glib scriptures from a street preacher's passions to fashion misspell gospels from its own fears, while the illegible heart left the tracks of its tears untranslated. But the word got out. No manifesto but the till even that goes. See, I misread the writing on the walls. It said, a death without joy is a night without stars. And when at last I comprehended, I pen this on remnants of night between pinpoints of light, I misunderstood. People are not killed for what they say, but for its echoes. The roar of distant suns is unheard, yet years after their deaths are we aware of their presence when it is darkest. No manifesto but the till even that goes. We have all misspoken. Testimonies consigned to air are yet tethered to earthy prejudice. Word balloons are too leaden to fly and make cartoons of speechless reverence. We have all misspoken. And for it, our ends will be identical when the bottom drops out. All swinging our days away on the rope of this life, our inexhaustible diatribes, our inexpressible disbelief choked between lip and lungs and lost forever. No manifesto but the till even that goes. Oh. But tongues will cleave to language as fire to that which fuels it until all meaning is burned out and nothing more can be said. And history cannot be recited nor repeated until we are left standing in the ash of voices fallen from a feverish nation with its tongue inflamed. The ash of voices spiraling down in ever slower revolutions. To a day when we have waited in their remains long enough to recognize the virtuosity of their silence. To a day when every song martyred by mouth goes unsung at once, the harmonics of sympathetic strings and crossed wires fading at last to leave empty the contemplative air and room enough to simply during slavery. His was a story of an African prince sold into slavery who never succumbed to it. Being a trickster figure as he was, he got himself into as much trouble as he got himself out of. And I do this one because I think it's a spirit that still lives with black men in America to this day. I've gotten in enough trouble to know that. Because y'all know the saying, tell the truth, shame the devil. And I say, Eshu Legba, tell the truth, shame the devil. Brer Rabbit, Anansi, tell the truth, like we done told it. So many times, trying to rewrite ourselves from hints of glory in this palimpsest flesh, witness in evidence of all come before. Tell you what I know, wasn't told like this. And ain't nothing rang true since in the yearning tenses of the tangible and coveted. And in that violent grammar and manner that we shadowed in translation, I was made to spare a lyric, but strip the gut from a git box, and you make a birdhouse. From bodies dancing on air, you get music. They're hanging weight, pulling the lines, taught to singing like fretted strings. Fettered things know too well the difference between desires and wings, and Lord, it seems straight razor crazy, but we sang glory, glory, feeding on cabbage water and chitlins. Cracked bones after the meat was gone to suck out the marrow, and after that, ate what we could scrape off the walls. And after that, fed on faith till turned sour, it tasted of desperation. Between mouthfuls, we signified preacher to pusher to pimp, played a fool to posture, to protect, to pitch woo, to eat a little higher on the hog when recognizing ourselves slaughtered and dressed by circumstance, our own awful, always lawfully served up polite on a plate, but damned if it didn't still stink. I knew it kin to the nervous odor worked up in days of running rabbit, an inward thing you couldn't wash out if you'd sold your soul to the devil for soap. I knew it in that gospel, in that blues, in the jazz stains and hip-hop refrains stuck fast to tar babies gut punch for speechlessness. So I stood silent amongst the bulls, setting them alight. Now that's signifying. And lighting out before dawn did. The sweat on my back evaporating with the speed I put between me and them and tall cotton. It was years before they caught on, and by then, hell, I was long gone. And them, peeling back houses like onions, hollering down hollow logs, shaky beams hoping to catch the back of my eyes a-shining, or watching for me coming face down on the river and just as swollen. But I breach all levees. I breach all levees. Them on towns, them on wages, them on souls. See, Louisiana built in a hole 6 feet under already, and it done rain biblical. That ain't no thing. Me, I'm accustomed to drowning. That ain't no thing. I only played dead. My flesh turned to folklore while I traveled with the blotted sun on my right hand. No penny to my name and no name my own. Most times carrying nothing but my heart and my throat. Followed the drinking gourd, dry, inside and out, but giddy with the taste of something intoxicating just within reach. The stars of their most drunken and volatile harangue the night so, setting it to jumping out its skin, so I took it for mine, cause I look good in black. Shook the overseer's moon, fastened possum to my back. Last thing I recall, that lone star swinging, the signal lantern on a hitching post before going underground. Freedom? Lord, I'd bet my own laughter on that horse and come up grinning, y'all. Come up grinning every time, cause I know a man with a joke writ upon his soul, writ there by me. Something he don't get but can't get rid of, a trickster tattoo, and the mystery of my mojo, High John the Conqueror.
For more information about Vermin Apple, including details of forthcoming events, go to verminapfel.com, WURMIMAPFEL.com.